This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Republicans have launched their first formal impeachment inquiry hearing against President Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
James Comer and other GOP committee chairs say there is a clear link between the president and his son Hunter's overseas businesses.
A mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says there is no evidence the president did anything wrong.
No gun, no smoke.
And key witnesses like George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who was called by the GOP, say so far,
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
The hearing unfolded with the Democrats displaying a screen counting down the hours and minutes until a government shutdown.
People are going to be hurt when this time runs out.
With Maryland's Kwasi-Kwarteng Fumi blasting Republicans for wasting the time on a political stunt.
Why in the hell are we playing this game?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union's top migration official, Ylva Johansson, said the bloc was set to agree on how to handle irregular migration soon after ministers' talks yielded no final deal on Thursday, with Berlin and Rome worried over rising arrivals ahead of key elections. The ministers were searching for agreement on a long-stalled system for the sharing out across the EU of asylum seekers who reach Europe outside of official border crossings.
I'm sure that in a few days we will also have the formal decision on the general approach on the crisis proposal. And that is very much welcome.
She put irregular arrivals this year at 250,000 people, mostly those who fled wars and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia and reached the EU across the Mediterranean. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans control the House by a 221 to 212 margin. Actor Michael Gambon, known for his playing Dumbledore in 6 of the 8 Harry Potter movies, has died after a bout of pneumonia, according to his publicist. Gambon was 82. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Saraletta has a look at his career.
Dementors are vicious creatures. They will not distinguish between the one they hunt and the one who gets in their way.
Michael Gambon took over the role of Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies after Richard Harris died in 2002. Gambon once said he never read any of the books because he did not want them to influence him too much. He said in a 2009 AP interview, the kids in the movie taught him a thing or two.
They simplify everything. And I tend to overcomplicate, so I learned that from them.
Gambon also was known for roles in The King's Speech, Gosford Park, and Paddington. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Israel's high court hears a challenge to a law that makes it harder to remove President Benjamin Netanyahu from office. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The hearing is one of several court challenges against a government bid to restructure the country's justice system. Outside the Supreme Court, Netanyahu supporters blow horns and chant against the attempt to block the president's plan. However, inside, Eliad Shrager, the chairman of one of the groups challenging Netanyahu's bill, told the AP it's essential the president doesn't get his way.
They built him, a kind of a golden cage that he will be protected there from. From justice.
Netanyahu's governing coalition passed an amendment which allows a prime minister to be deemed unfit to rule only for medical or mental health reasons. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hundreds of Lebanese Armenians have scuffled with riot police outside the Azerbaijan embassy in a northern Beirut suburb. The scuffles came during their protest on Thursday to denounce the Azerbaijani military offensive that recaptured Nagorno-Karabakh from the separatist Armenian authorities in the enclave. Lebanese riot police lobbed tear gas canisters at the protesters after they hurled firecrackers toward the embassy building. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.